Was I? Oh, yes. It was the squire's job to serve as knight. So what happens when the knight forgets his most important weapon?
The squire has to get it.
Sir Hector forgot his sword at home. Not good for a knight who was on deck at the joust.
So Arthur takes off as fast as his squirey legs will take him.
He runs through the streets of the town, past the castle moat,
past the church and several fine dining establishments.
By the time he reaches the town square, he realizes he is only halfway home.
He knows he will never make it all the way home, get Sir Hector's sword, and then get back to the joust in time for Sir Hector to participate.
Now, this is where I have to remind you of the legend of King Arthur. You will recall from your lessons that when the king, Arthur's father, died, there was no heir to the throne.
That'll teach him to give his son away.
So, the royal court had a sword placed in a stone in the town square.
The legend says that whomever could pull that sword out of the stone would be the rightful heir to the throne.
They would become the king.
I just said that.
It is in front of this sword-stabbed stone that Squire Arthur finds himself as he's racing home to retrieve Sir Hector's sword.
What you probably don't recall from this famous legend is that only a few steps away from that stone was another rock.
And sticking out of that rock was something even more beautiful and enticing than the former king's sword.
And that's what caught Arthur's attention.
Two stones, each with something interesting protruding from it. I only have time to choose one and get back to the joust. Well, this one is most certainly a sword and seems a logical choice. But this one is much more colorful and seems full of many fantastic possibilities. I'm taking this one.
Does this sound at all familiar to you? Well, watch what happens next.
My lord, I brought you the best instrument that I could find. Isn't it colorful?
What? What is this?
I have no idea, but isn't it beautiful?
Beautiful indeed, but what can it do?
It is the strange tube that was sticking out of the stone in the town square. Everyone knows that whomever pulls it out is the rightful heir to the throne.
I thought that was the sword.
Duh, it works for both.
All hail the king! All hail King Arthur!
Wow, am I really the new king? Can I really be?
You're it, Your Majesty. Now, what will be your first decree?
You mean anything?
Sure, you're the king.
Well, then I decree that from now on, in this kingdom, there will be no more use for swords or weapons of any sort, except this marvelous, colorful instrument.
What? You can't be serious!
I think it's a marvelous idea.
Yeah, lovely.
Great. And until you men get used to the idea, none of us damsels are going to be friendly to you at all.
Or wash your clothes.
Or cook your meals.
Or cheer your jousting.
King Arthur says no more swords.
And that's the way it's going to be. All hail the king!